Violence, Africa's top oil producer, has cut output by more than 20% since February, when militants fighting for regional control of the Delta's oil wealth staged a series of attacks on the oil industry. The government responded by deploying thousands of soldiers to the region to check the growing militancy. Analysts say the situation has continued to deteriorate as the military appears to be having some difficulty in stopping the growing wave of hostage taking in the Niger Delta. In August, President Olusegun Obasanjo ordered troops, as he put it, to meet fire for fire by cracking down hard on militants responsible for most of the violence. The chairman of Nigeria's House of Representatives Committee on Navy, Anthony Ezebunmi, told VOA that inadequate funding is seriously undermining the capacity of the Nigerian Navy, which is leading the military campaign in the Delta.
On a yearly basis, the capital allocation to the Navy is in the neighborhood of about 2.5 billion naira, which is about $60 million. Can anybody tell me how you expect the Navy to effectively protect a $100 billion investment with $60 million? It's not possible. I mean, doesn't make sense.
The national president of the Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association, Peter Selle, wants the government to play down the use of force and address some of the region's long-standing grievances. He says the government should come up with a plan for the region's development.
We agree that you cannot implement anything in one day. But we must have a roadmap that, okay, this is what we want Nigeria to look like in 10 years' time. And then we now start following the indices that will bring about Nigeria better, looking really like an oil producing area.
More than 150 oil workers, almost half of them foreigners, have been kidnapped and released on harm in Nigeria this year. A British oil worker was killed and two wounded in an attempt Wednesday to free seven foreign oil workers abducted from a Nigerian offshore oil field. The killing of the British worker was the first time such a kidnapping ended in death for an exploited employee. One Nigerian oil worker was killed during another rescue attempt earlier this year. Gilbert Acosta for the UN News, Abuja.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。